Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Megan. How could I help you?
Hi, Megan. I want to know how much is the interest you're charging.
Okay. Let me start out with your 16-digit reservation code. Do you have that on the flyer?
2311 4201 00 235865.
And is this for Valley View Dental?
Yes.
Okay. Is this Lloyd that I'm speaking with?
No, he's
Okay.
dead already.
Oh, wow. Okay. What's your name?
Couple of years. My name is Mikhail.
How do you spell that?
Mikael.
Mikhail. And what's your last name, Mikhail?
Mikael. YAN.
And are you the owner there?
Vice President.
Okay. And what's the phone number that you're calling from?
I'm not sure which is no, but our phone number is 972-241-4684.
4684. Okay.
Yeah, we have a couple of lines, and I just don't know which one is calling right now to you.
Sure. Okay. And I just need to confirm some information that we have on file here. We have that you started the business in 1990, or at the time in business. Is that right?
No, its business is from 1968.
Wow, that's awesome. 1968. Fantastic. And is that a LLP or what kind of a structure?
It is corporation, PA.
Corporation?
PA Corporation, yes.
Okay.
It's Valley View Dental, PA, full name.
Valley View Dental PA. Okay. And are you guys still at 2800 Valley View Lane, Farmers
Yes, ma'am.
Brother, Farmers
Yeah,
Ranch,
Farms
Texas?
Branch, yes.
Okay. And do you have an
Some places it appear like Dallas, Texas, but it is same address actually. Farmers Branch and Dallas, it is same address.
Okay. It's like right around the same area, it's just a smaller.
I am not sure why they are doing that, but we are like Farmers Branch City Hall, but our address when they are like somebody sending us letters, putting their Dallas, like so. Anyway, if you put Farmers Branch or you put Dallas, it will become to us.
Oh, okay.
It's same. Huh?
And the zip code is 75234.
75234. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, fantastic. And then do you guys have a website?
Yeah,
What is
valleyview-dental.com.
valleyview-dental.com?
Yes,
All
.com.
right. And what's a good email address for you?
Why you need my email?
In case you want me to send you like an application or anything like
No, first,
that.
can you give me the how much percentage do you have it? And after that, I will decide to go give you more information or not.
Sure. So we have a lot of different programs. So kind of let me know what you're looking to do with the money, and then I can point you in the right direction.
We want to like invest for more programs and to do like grow our business, something like that. This we don't have right now. Like we want that for equipment or to more equipment or more building. We are not sure right now. It just I want to understand what is our options and we will think about that.
Sure. So you don't really have like necessarily an immediate plan right now. You just want to grow the business a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Were you thinking about opening another office?
Maybe.
Okay.
or to close our highest loans. We don't decide. I don't think about that yet. You know, I just see that you offering this much money, and I think, okay, if they are giving me, I will start. And if percentage is okay, I will think what can I do, like something like that.
Yeah, the only problem with that is that we have so many different programs for different kind of things, whatever you want to do. So I can't just tell you like one interest rate. It kind of depends on what you're looking for. So that's why I was kind of, if I could understand, at least maybe your ideas of what you might do, then we can talk about those. You said you have some bigger loans you might want to pay off. Do you want to tell me about that?
For equipment, we have equipment. It is not necessarily biggest, but I think another, like how much? Maybe for 100,000, something like that.
100,000? Okay. And when did you guys get that equipment?
Last year.
Oh, last year. Okay. And you maybe just want to refinance that? Is that kind of what you're thinking?
If it is a better deal.
Okay. Do you know what's the interest rate on that, or is
Or
that a
can we take money to invest on the investment property?
like a real estate loan? Is that what you mean? We don't do commercial real estate loans, but we can do like a working capital loan if you needed money for the down payment on something. Have you guys been looking for a commercial building? Or have you looked at
No,
anything?
like investment, like in the house, just
Oh, a
like
house.
yeah
Like for a personal residence or just for to rent out or
yeah
something?
yeah 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 but it is not for living, like investment for that type of thing,
Okay.
but maybe to fixing and after that to selling, I don't know.
Okay, like kind of like flipping the property. Okay. Do you do some of that already?
But
Okay.
not we don't have right now this type of property.
Okay. Would you be doing that through the dental business or through a different
Yeah,
entity?
because it's easy to get the money for our business, because it is like already we have good history, and I think it will be easy to get for that.
Okay.
But this all things you have to told us.
But what? I'm sorry?
But you will know better. I mean, you will see if you have that type of option or not, like.
Yeah, we don't do real estate loans here, right? So we do mostly two programs, equipment financing and working capital. But we would be able to finance, some of the purchase, or you could finance it with a working capital loan. Have you already picked out a house? Okay, how much is the house?
Approximately 220.
Okay. And then have you looked into getting a real estate loan for it, or is that kind of what you're looking for right now?
No, it is first place where I call about any loan.
Okay. And then so your plan, I guess, is to fix it up, put some money into the repairs. Do you know how much about the repairs are going to cost?
Whatever I think, like 20, 30,
20 to
something like that.
30,000. Okay. And then what do you think it will sell for after that?
Oh, it is maybe 300. I'm not sure. Maybe more.
Okay.
Near to that, it is near to that. Have a like for one and a half. Okay.
What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Like for near to that one, have a like for 1.5 million for 800,000.
Oh, yeah. But is
So
that like a smaller house or something?
yeah, and it is yeah, it is smaller, and I don't think it will be that much, but it like after repair done, I think 300, maybe little more,
Okay.
depends, you know. But now it's real estate is good, so I hope we will get more.
Yeah, and you're kind of hoping to just fix it up real quick and sell it, or are you thinking about renting it out, or?
I am not sure about to renting. No.
Okay. So let me ask you a little bit about the dental office so I can kind of understand what you guys
Yeah.
got going there. How much in sales are you doing a year, your gross annual sales?
Almost 1 million.
1 million. Okay. And then
Almost.
almost.
We never get that point, but we hope every year.
Okay. And you said you're the VP. What's the ownership structure there?
What is mean that? Can you explain that?
Like, are you an co-owner of the business?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So are you like 50%, 50%, or?
No, it is not working like that in dental offices. Like, dental offices only can own by dentist, and the dentist is my wife, and I am the vice president, like, and I the person who can sign the contracts.
Okay, so your wife is the dentist,
Yes,
and you're a
and she
co-owner.
own 100% of whatever is that.
Oh, so she owns 100%, but you can
Yes.
do the
Yeah,
business
I just
functions for
can
her
do
and.
the contracts, or can I can sign, I make decision, other stuff. You know, it is that part, yes, but own it can own dental office only dentist, so she's the dentist.
Oh, I understand. Okay.
And we don't sharing with nobody else that.
Okay. And how is her credit?
Oh, great.
Okay. Do you know about how much it was the last time you checked?
We don't check long time ago, but I think more than 750.
More than
That is
750.
like 3 years ago when we purchasing some house for us. But after that, we all almost pay back this house.
Oh wow. Okay. And no trouble or anything since then, so we can assume that it's around there or
No,
maybe
ma'am.
even better. Okay.
No.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, and then that would be the probably the only thing you guys would want to use the money for is for that flip project. Or are you also looking for maybe equipment for the dental practice?
Right now, like I told you, if it is the percentage is better, whatever we have loans right now, we will just flip to the your loan if you give better interest rates, you know, to the equipment whatever we have.
Okay, but you don't necessarily need any new equipment or other
Not right
equipment.
now.
Okay.
Not right now. If
Okay.
something, if actually, I don't think.
Okay. How's business going over there? Are you guys looking to open another office at some point or not necessarily?
Yeah, but that is her decision. Like she have to come to that point where say yeah. So, and we're waiting for that moment, but she doesn't say nothing yet.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
I hope one day.
One day. And so how would that work then? You guys will get like a different dentist to work at the other office or? Or do you have?
It is only like that you can do. You can work for. We are very busy, so she can live here. Anyway, we are pretty busy here. We're working like 5 days. Other dentist is working only 3 days. Some of them working in different offices, but we are, thank you God, very good. And we sometimes Saturday is opening because we are booked, like, so.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Okay, so as far as for this flip project, what we could do, because we don't have real estate loans, right?
Yeah.
So we would not be able to finance the whole purchase of the house. You would have to get some sort of a conventional loan for that, or maybe like a hard money loan. But we would be able to finance a working capital loan off of the sales of the dentist office. So we usually can finance 10 to 15% for working capital, which would be, 100 to 150,000 for you guys. And you could use that for anything from, anything from the dentist office, or you could use it
Yeah,
for
I
that
understand.
flip, for the repair cost, maybe the down payment, whatever you guys need for that, right? But we wouldn't be able to finance the whole purchase of the
Yeah, it's
house.
okay. What is the most important part you told me?
The most important part, what?
Yeah, you told me most important part. How much the interest?
Oh, that is going to depend based on how you guys look on paper. A lot of it is going to be based off of your bank statements, things like that. It's hard to give me, or it's hard for me to give you a firm answer without seeing that paperwork, but it usually starts anywhere from 10 to 15 cents on the dollar, depending on how you guys look on paper. And the reason for that is because it's an unsecured loan. There's no lien against the property or against your business or anything like that. So it's completely unsecured. And then we also have programs that, so it could be anywhere from 6 months to a 3 year term. It's a short term loan. But if you guys are just going to be flipping the property, then you're going to get that money back and you're going to get your return, within that short amount of time.
Okay. Okay, I will talk with her and call you back, okay?
Okay. Is there a certain time that you want me to follow up with you, or do you want me to send you some literature about it?
No, if I think it is good idea to do with your bank, I will call you back.
Alrighty, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.